Hey y'all. It's about 9 p.m. where I'm at. It's a Saturday night. I got nothing to do. I'm bored, a little bit horny. Decided, fuck it, let's go to Soch and make some sexy audio. So I'm gonna go through the new questions. Where are you right now and what are you wearing? I'm sitting on my bed in my apartment. I live by myself, but I do have a neighbor above me, so I don't want to be too loud just for his sake. But, I mean, let's be real. I've jacked off in here before. If he's heard me, he's heard me. What brought you here at this time? What inspired you to record? Oh, I just said that. Bored and horny. Saturday night. Have you ever recorded audios for the thread before? No. Have you ever posted an audio in here in which you reached orgasm? Blah, blah, blah. No. Haven't done any of this before. What are your kinks and turn-ons? I'm gonna stick to the ones that are just in audio and, like, I am a very audio-oriented person. I kind of have a little bit of autoeroticism where the sound of my own moaning gets me off, which can be kind of cool, but also can be kind of a bitch, like when I had roommates and stuff, and I had to try to force myself to be quiet. And as for like what I like to hear other people do, I love it, like the whole trope of when someone gets so turned on that they like swear. And they don't normally swear. That's more for like fanfic and stuff too. How often do you tend to masturbate and what's your preferred method of masturbating? Usually about once a week because the only time I really have to go all out is on the weekends, and it takes me a while to jack off, partially because of the medication I'm on and just partially because of the way I am. So the only time I have to set aside for a really long sesh is the weekends. And I have a vibrator, actually a pretty fancy one, rechargeable and like has thrusting modes and all that shit. Where's the most risky place from a point of view of being discovered where you've masturbated to orgasm? Probably in my car, at a Walmart, parked in the back of the parking lot late at night, where I was like sleeping in my car overnight for reasons and, horny. That may seem tame to some people, but that was big for me. Have you ever masturbated for anyone else other than on here? Yeah, a while back, just, I don't know, as a fling, I hooked up with a guy that I had used to know in college, but then I came back to the college town and he was still there and I was there again, and I had kind of had a thing for him, and we tried to like meet up and hook up in person, nothing really came of it, but we did end up having phone sex once. It's the only time I've ever had phone sex, and it was pretty hot. But then after that, he friended me on Facebook, found out that we had vastly different political views, and immediately cut off ties with me. Despite the fact I was willing to like ignore it and go ahead with the hookup, but he was, taking a hardline stance. Anyway. If you can't tell yet, I tend to ramble, but I mean, if someone gives me a script, I'm pretty confident I would be able to stick to the script. I wouldn't ramble then. But just, I like to talk about myself, so what? Let me check that the recording. What's your favorite way to be fucked? When I'm with a, well, first off, I'm bisexual. So when I'm with a man or someone with a dick, probably on top riding cowgirl or like hunched over on my elbows and shit. And then when I'm with a woman, if I'm like with a woman, I usually like oral. It's easier for me than like fucking scissoring or all that. Scissoring is only really done in porn from what I've seen. But just, the person receiving on their back, the person giving hunched over them, kind of vanilla, but. Do you like it a little rough being held down and used? Yes, I am a hardcore, like, masochist, pain slut. I have a FetLife account, but I mean, I'm not gonna link that here. I don't really want my different social stuff being connected to this. Are you a dom, sub, or switch? Weirdly enough, despite the fact I'm a masochist, I don't really go into the old dom, sub dynamics. Like, I still like having some degree of control. I still like being in charge when I receive pain. It's just, I like to get what I want. I don't know. So I would say kind of sub-ish, but kind of none. Have you ever had a sexual experience with another girl? If so, tell us a little about it. Yeah. I mean, like I just said, I'm bisexual. I have had a lot of sex with a lot of different kinds of people. But yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about the first time, first and only time, someone sat on my face. There was this girl that I was going with when I was working a construction job, and she was going to a local college, and we met up on OkCupid and started dating and hit it off. And so we would usually go hook up in her dorm, and it was pretty predictable. We would come over, watch some Firefly, sometimes smoke weed, sometimes not. She had the weed, I did not. And then we'd fuck. And I don't know. It was really hot. And we had a kind of like, romantically, it was, whatever. But sexually, we connected in a way I haven't had with anyone since. Well, any woman since. And I remember the first, well, actually, the first time I sat on her face and she sat on my face was on the same night. And she like initiated it. We were making out, seated up against the wall. Like she had a mattress on the floor and we were sitting up against the wall. And she started like scooching down little by little, kissing, kissing my face, kissing my neck, kissing my collarbone, kissing my tits, down, down. And I was like, I was just so out of it, hopped up on lust, I was like, what are you doing? And eventually, by the time she got about to my belly, I realized what she was doing. And like, she just said something like, don't squish me or something. And then there she went. I was officially sitting on a woman's face. And honestly, I mean, mentally, like it was very hot in theory, but in practice, I was just so focused on not like not sinking down fully and squishing her because I am pretty fat. I've got pretty thick thighs. I didn't want to squish the poor girl. That from that end, it wasn't actually really like I didn't get off from it. But then we switched and she sat on my face, and oh my fucking God. Like, it's seriously, I'm an atheist, but I think it's the closest I've ever come to having a religious experience. Like, I still jack off to the memory of it, dude. It has been, like 5 years, and I still jack off to the one and only time I've had a woman sit on my face. The story has already gone on way too long, so I won't go into detail, but hey, maybe that could be a prompt for a script. Blah, blah, blah. Do you ever use a toy when you masturbate? If so, please describe it. Okay, like I said before, it is a vibrator. It's rechargeable. It's pink. It's a jackrabbit type where it has two little things, one for clit stimulation, one for penetration. Yeah, actually, it says a little buzz would be fun to demonstrate, so hold on. Let me pull it out. I'm not one of those jabronis who names their vibrator or any bullshit like that, but here's turning it on. And then it has two different types of vibrations. So here's the clit vibration. It has so many different modes. This thing is very fancy. And then it also has what's it called? Like thrusting. And that is very loud. And it's not what I paid for this. I don't need it, so I usually don't use this mode. I just use the clit part. So yeah. Let me see, where am I? Have you ever had sex with more than one person at the same time? If so, tell us a little about it. Yes. Like I said, I have had a shit ton of sex, and some of it has been with multiple people. Okay, the first story that came to mind, I used to live in a town where I was a member of a BDSM dungeon. This was when I was first getting into like FetLife and BDSM community. And the dungeon I went to was a sister group. It was like owned by the same man who also owned a swingers club. And the swingers club would come have their parties there. And so I went, and there usually wasn't a lot of crossover because like the BDSM people thought that the swingers were scared and intimidated by kink, and the swingers thought the BDSM people were, I don't know. I don't know what they thought of us. But so we rarely crossed over, but the one time I did go to a swingers party was Halloween. I dressed up as a Catholic, naughty Catholic schoolgirl because, I had never really had the chance to be just straight up have a slutty Halloween costume before. I decided to really lean into it. And I ended up hooking up with this much older woman. Like, at the time, I was like in my early 20s, and she was maybe mid 40s, 45, like maybe late 40s. And she and her husband both came, and I had known them from before because they also came to the BDSM side. But yeah, I've had threesomes. I've Had group sex, all that. Can you remember what it was that inspired you to come the last time you masturbated? God damn it. I can, but I'm not going to go into detail because I'm still kind of ashamed of it. Like, you're not supposed to be ashamed of any of your kinks as long as they don't hurt anybody. But this one, let's just say I recently acquired a crush on a middle of the road known, like not super well known, but not very obscure YouTuber. A certain YouTuber, and I'm not going to go into any more detail than that because he is a real live person and I don't want to be creepy towards him. But yeah, that was who I was thinking of. That's whose name I said when I come, because that's the I like I because I'm so vocal and so audio oriented, I do usually say someone, some name, something, someone's name when I come, and that's who I said. Do you like to go for multiple orgasms, or is one usually enough? Oh yeah, I like to go for multiple. And usually the first one is the hardest to achieve. It like takes the longest to build up to it, but it's also the best, the most intense. And then after that, second, third, rarely go for fourth, but yeah, like always go for second. Easier to achieve, but just gentler, you know, and then gradually go down until eventually I'm just like, okay, that's enough, you know? If you were to record a script, what kind of subject matter would appeal to you? Oh, I don't know. I'm so new to this. I don't really have anything in mind. I feel like I would have a better idea if I could see a script and say, looking at it, yeah, I don't want to do that. Yeah, that would creep me out. Like, I don't know. I saw in the FAQ that they have this whole thing that they used to do age play, but not anymore. But even if someone did want to do age play, I would not do it. No incest. I think incest would be a hard no for me. And nothing like super loud. Like I said, I have a neighbor above me, but the level I'm at right now would be fine. And I mean, shit, if it gets late enough, like I just started a second shift job, so I kind of have to force myself to stay up late. That's why I'm on here right now. But if it gets late enough, I might even sneak out to my car. I can be loud if I'm out in my car, you know. Are you able to improvise scenes? I don't know. I've never done this before. I mean, I'll see. I'll see if I even like doing this. I'll see if anyone even wants to hear my voice. Because I do know I have a very nasally voice. But I don't know. Somebody might like it out there. There's a lot of horny virgins on 4chan. I know that. The funny thing is, I don't even really go on 4chan much anymore. I used to way back, like, late high school. Well, lying, pretending I was 18. Late high school, early college. I was huge on B and Mew, but now I only just get on here when I'm bored and horny and I go to Soch and D. Like, legit. Okay, last one. God, I'm rambling so much. But, dude, I don't know. Please choose a Vokaroo name to use, one that is not yours and not one you've used for Skype, camming, or anything that can be connected back to you, the person. It's gonna be hard because it also means I can't have it connected to my FetLife, my OkCupid name, my Adult Friend Finder name. Yes, I was so desperate at one point I paid for fucking Adult Friend Finder. Let me think. Okay, this might be kind of unoriginal, but it's the first thing I thought of, and I'll be able to remember it because it's loosely connected to where I'm at. Hint, hint. But, Webby. I'll see if anyone likes Webby. Okay.